Hola, and welcome to another episode of One Line at a Time. In each episode of this series, we analyze one sentence in Spanish, and I point out anything interesting or tricky that gets my attention. In this episode, we're continuing with the Netflix series, The Good Place. If you want to go back and catch up, you can find all previous episodes of One Line at a Time at SpanishDude.com/lines. Okay, here we go. Eleanor just met her soulmate, Chidi. After some quick, superficial introductions, Eleanor makes Chidi swear that, as her soulmate, Chidi won't ever do or say anything that would cause her harm. After Chidi made such a promise, Eleanor said, "Good, because those aren't my memories. I wasn't a lawyer. I never went to the Ukraine. I hate clowns. There's been a big mistake. I'm not supposed to be here." Well, okay then. The plot thickens. In Spanish, the subtitlers translated all that as, "Bien, porque esos no son mis recuerdos. Yo no era abogada, nunca fui a Ucrania, odio los payasos, ha habido un gran error, yo no debería estar aquí." There's a lot going on here, we don't have time to talk about every little thing, and yes, I know that's more than one sentence. In this video, we're gonna focus on three topics. First, the preterite tense versus the imperfect tense, era and fui. Second, the present perfect tense, ha habido. And third, we're going to talk about debe versus debería. First, though, the preterite versus the imperfect. When deciding whether to use the preterite tense or the imperfect tense, the rule of thumb is, when talking about what happened, use the preterite tense. When talking about how things were, or when giving background information, use the imperfect tense. When Eleanor said, "I wasn't a lawyer, I was not a lawyer," she was describing how things were, or how things weren't, actually. She was giving background information. That's why the subtitlers went with the imperfect tense here. Yo no era abogada. Era is an imperfect tense conjugation of ser, which is one way to say to be. Then, when Eleanor said, "I never went to the Ukraine," that is what happened, which is why the subtitlers went with the preterite tense here. Nunca fui a Ucrania. Fui is a preterite tense conjugation of ir, which means to go. For what happened, use the preterite tense. For how things were, or background information, use the imperfect tense. If you don't get that, or are just having problems with the preterite and imperfect tenses, there's a link to a playlist of all the videos I made on the topic below this video or in the description. Next topic. Ha habido un gran error. That's how they translated, "there has been a big mistake," which is basically a direct translation. I consider haber to be the weirdest verb in all of Spanish. And this example utilizes haber not once, but twice. The word ha, H-A, is a present tense conjugation of haber, and habido is the past participle of haber. I'm gonna do my best to quickly explain what's going on here, and you do your best to understand. But don't worry if this confuses you, especially if you're not already familiar with these two common ways that haber is used. Get what you can, then in the near future, I'll post some videos dedicated to haber, explaining everything slowly from the beginning. Here are the present tense conjugations of haber. It goes e, as, a, or I, hemos, habéis, han. Not only are most of these conjugations quite irregular, but haber is the only verb I know of that has two different conjugations in one box. Haber has two singular third-person conjugations in the present tense, a, h-a, and I, h-a-y. Luckily, this only happens in the present tense. The first way haber is being used here is to form the present perfect tense. When we say stuff like "I have eaten" or "he has eaten," that's the present perfect. In English, to form the present perfect tense, we conjugate the verb to have in the normal present tense, have, has, and combine it with the past participle of whichever verb we're working with. I have eaten, you have eaten, he, she, it has eaten, we have eaten, you all have eaten, they have eaten. What's cool is, in Spanish, they do the same thing basically. To form the present perfect tense in Spanish, you conjugate the verb haber in the normal present tense, as, a, hemos, habéis, han, and combine it with the past participle of whichever verb you're working with. In Spanish, to eat is comer, and the past participle of comer is comido. So, I have eaten is he comido. You have eaten is has comido. He, she, it has eaten is ha comido. We have eaten is hemos comido. You all have eaten is habéis comido. Only in Spain, they have eaten is han comido. Then, the second way haber is being used here is as there is, there was, there will be, etc. If you haven't seen this before, it'll probably seem really strange. But in the present tense, just I all alone, a singular third person conjugation of haber, means there is. So, there is food is hay comida. There is a big mistake is hay un gran error. Then in the past tense, there was a big mistake is hubo un gran error or había un gran error. In the future tense, there will be a big mistake is habrá un gran error. In the conditional tense, there would be a big mistake is habría un gran error. And continuing with that into the present perfect tense, there has been a big mistake is ha habido un gran error. Does that make sense? Ha habido is a present perfect conjugation of haber. The present perfect conjugation of comer and any other verb utilizes haber one time, e, as, a, etc. But the present perfect conjugation of haber utilizes haber twice, e, as, a, etc. plus habido. I is there is. Ha habido is there has been. Ha habido un gran error. There has been a big mistake. Cool? Again, don't worry if you didn't get all that. It was a lot. I'll be back soon with new videos dedicated to these two really common uses of haber. Right now, let's move on to the third and final topic for today, debe versus debería. The verb deber can be a little tricky, not compared to haber though. Deber is tricky for a few different reasons. Chief among them is deber has multiple translations. Deber is often translated as to have to, like must, but deber is also often translated as should. I talked about how and why this is possible in the Spanish tidbit called Deber is Weird. Link is below or in the description. What I didn't talk about in that video is deber is often used in the conditional tense to mean should. So debería and any other conditional tense conjugation of deber is usually translated as should. I know, that's weird. In English, the conditional tense usually involves the word would. Not in this case, though. Debería usually means should. This is something you just have to memorize and get used to. Going in the opposite direction, though, that doesn't mean should is usually translated as debería. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. Should is often translated in the conditional tense and the present tense. So should can be translated as debe or debería. Which brings us to our example. I'm not supposed to be here. I shouldn't be here. Why did the subtitlers go with debería, not debe? Well, there are multiple types of should, and for this kind of should, they usually use the conditional tense in Spanish. In this context, should, or shouldn't actually, is talking about a probable or expected event. I'm not supposed to be here. I shouldn't be here. Eleanor is talking about an event that wasn't probable or expected. That's why they went with debería. Yo no debería estar aquí. When the word should is talking about some event that should or shouldn't happen, like it's expected or not expected, should is usually translated as debería, or whichever conditional tense conjugation is appropriate. If you didn't get that either, don't worry. I'll be making a new Spanish tidbit real soon on the different uses of deber, with a strong focus on when to translate should as debe and when to translate should as debería. If you want me to email you when I post that video or the ones I've got coming about haber, head on over to SpanishDude.com/updates and sign up for updates. You can't rely on YouTube or Facebook to tell you when I post something new. The only way to be sure you don't miss anything from me is to sign up at SpanishDude.com/updates. Until the next episode of One Line at a Time, nos vemos, amigo.